This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
And our last guest today, another very interesting lady, is Georgina Watts. And welcome to the studio, Georgina.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
You're actually involved in Reiki.
Yes.
And first of all, can you tell us exactly what Reiki is, please? Because a lot of people have heard of it, but probably don't know what it involves.
Yeah, it's Reiki is a Japanese word. It means universal life force energy. And that doesn't tell you very much unless you've experienced what that is. But it's a particular frequency of energy that your body uses to mend itself. I mean, your body's amazing at doing that anyway. If you cut yourself, you heal over. Lots of things we do to ourselves, mainly starting with negative thoughts and worrying, anxiety. It starts to have an impact on your body and your health if these things continue. So if we always were laughing and happy and ate the right things and had relationships that were constantly nourishing and you never had anyone say a bad word to you, you wouldn't need things like Reiki. Your body would be able to look after itself.
So what made you decide that you'd like to get involved in Reiki then?
It was mainly listening to amazing stories from really lovely people, and it was just hearing the things that this energy could do for you. Things like a headache. You don't have to take a pill. You could just do Reiki on yourself, or I can do Reiki on somebody. And about 10, 15 minutes later, it will go. Amazing. But how I got into it specifically, I was doing some courses in Chiswick with a friend on aromatherapy and all sorts of other things, just day courses. And at the bottom of the list, this lady had Reiki. And I had no idea that anyone could do it. So I just said to her, well, could I learn? Could I do this? And so I did.
And what was the training actually involving?
Well, there's an attunement process, which is similar to tuning into your favourite radio station. Mm-hmm. That was your cue, say Brooklands.
Oh, thank you for that.
So it's similar to that. It's a process of tapping and opening energy centres in your body. And it allows your body then to take this energy through you and send it to people either by touch or just by thinking about it.
That is incredible, isn't it? So the thing that I can't believe is that that anybody can do it. And I do believe in energy in a big way. And it's an energy thing, isn't it? So
yeah.
You're drawing...
Well, when you cuddle your children, for example, you really are giving them energy, but you're giving of yourself. And I was talking to Emma about this, that as someone who really wanted to help people, I could make myself very, very tired. I didn't realise I was giving my own energy to other people.
Yes.
So with Reiki, you're opening yourself up to this other frequency of energy, so it's all around you. And you bring that through your body, and so you get a lovely treatment every time you give Reiki. It comes through you first.
Okay, so then you're not draining yourself anymore because you're doing it correctly. That's
absolutely
fascinating, Alison, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, fascinating. You know, especially for young mums where you're giving so much to your new babies.
Absolutely.
And losing your sleep and all sorts. It would be ideal for something like that, wouldn't it?
Well, that was one of the reasons I wanted to start doing Reiki, is I had two children who I found out when they were teenagers that they were intolerant to dairy. So they were always being sick, they had tummy aches, horrible colic. My son didn't sleep through the night till he was about 8.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So I'd always had this desire to help, but I did want to help with my children and my family. When my grandmother, who I was very close to, was ill and dying, suddenly she became afraid. She was of dying, and that worried me. I wanted to be able to do something to help her. And she was a Catholic, and she'd always been so sure of her faith until that very last moment.
Yeah.
And that really shocked me. Mm. So it came along at the right time in my life that I met this lady who did those courses. And then I just wanted to learn more and more. The more I learn about it and the more I do it, the more I want to learn. It's a fantastic tool. I'd like everybody to be able to do that, the first level of Reiki, which is on you and your family. You know, little children could help each other in the playground.
Oh, wouldn't that be? Now that, if you could go around the schools and help them to be kinder to each other.
Oh, yes.
That would be incredible.
But children love to do that. They do.
They are naturally, when they're young, children are kind, aren't they? As they get older, they might change in the playground. But I could see Reiki being really useful. I mean, are they using it in the schools? Do you know?
No. It's very, I think the youngest person I've taught Reiki to with my Reiki teacher in the past, I think he was about 12.
Wow, that's
But that's
very
quite
young.
Unusual.
Yeah. Goodness me. So where does it originate from, Reiki?
It's from Japan.
Oh, okay.
And it's from an amazing, charismatic guy called Dr. Usui, Mikao Usui. And he searched for various forms of enlightenment. He meditated and fasted, and he was from a samurai background, and so he was a martial artist. And he searched for ways of helping people all over the world. So he's done all the hard work.
Yeah.
We don't have to be like that. I'm sure it would help, but I can tell you that I do Reiki on myself every day. I do a bit of meditation, but I'm not a samurai warrior, and I do eat meat, and I'm not perfect. I'm a work in progress.
None of us are perfect.
Well, life happens to you.
It does. It does indeed. It can change. Where do you do your Reiki then? Do you have a base at home, or do you have other places you go to?
I teach Reiki at home at my mum's place, which is near Mitchell Dever. That's just past Basingstoke, down the A303.
Lovely.
It's an amazing, beautiful country home. Mm. So it's a fantastic place for just being in the countryside and relaxing. Mm. And my mum has done most of the Reiki courses herself, but not the Reiki teaching course yet, but she will.
Yeah.
She will. She's a fantastic healer in her own right. She's amazing. So she helps me, and she's a great welcoming person and looks after everybody. But then I do my treatments. I can do it at home as well, but I tend to do the treatments in Farnham at the Wellbeing Space and the Farnham Natural Therapy Centre.
Okay, so both in Farnham.
Yes.
And do you visit people in the home as well, or do you generally like them to come to you?
I generally like them to come to me because in their home, they're they have lots of other things going on.
Distractions.
And often people want to talk. And sometimes when you're talking to people, they just, you say a word and it triggers something. And it really helps with the healing. They suddenly are open to what the Reiki can do for them.
So is Reiki always just one-to-one, or would you have like a Reiki class where everyone would come to it, like a yoga class?
Interesting. I don't have a Reiki class like that, but we do. You can have Reiki evenings, and we've done this before, or afternoons, where you can practice Reiki with more than one Reiki person at once. So you all get to experience the Reiki, because that's the thing. As a therapist, quite often you need the work doing on you as well. You don't get the chance to have the Reiki yourself. So that is a good way of doing that. That's a Reiki share, they would call that.
Mm. Reiki share. I like the sound of that.
Mm. But I do courses for about, if that's what you're referring to, for about maybe six people seems to be a good number. I've found that six people gives enough people for everyone to practice on each other. And that's the best bit of the 2 days is at the end when they've been. First day you learn about doing Reiki on yourself, and the second day it's more about giving Reiki to other people. Mm-hmm. So they practice on each other, and it's not until the other person who's received the Reiki from from them says, oh wow, I felt this in my chest and I saw these colours and the heat from your hands on my back was amazing. Gosh. And that's so exciting. And that's when suddenly even very shy people come to life. Mm. And it's very exciting. And that's the bit that I really like, seeing that little seed that I've put in there. Mm. And it really changes the way people do things.
So you're transferring a really positive energy onto others, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
And it has a knock-on effect, a positive.
It certainly does. It can be animals as well. You can do Reiki on animals. So on my last course, one of the people... I always teach that you can do Reiki on animals. And in my experience, I've said that, for example, one lady who I have done Reiki on in the past had a very close connection with her dog. So when I was treating her in her own house, her dog was howling in the other room. And this lady just sort of opened her eyes and said, the dog's coughing. And she had been coughing a bit.
Oh,
and I hadn't listened, but yes, that's what was going on. I just heard the howling. And then it went through the whole of that first treatment. So when she let the dog into the room afterwards, the dog came up to me and sat in front of me, and it was like it was telling me off. It was going, row, 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 row at me, row, row, row. And I'm saying, I'm really sorry, I don't speak dog. So I explained. I just talked to the dog, saying this is what was happening, and your friend is just having Reiki, and they're going to feel much better. So the next time I went, I spoke to the dog first, and I said to the lady, "Sorry, I've got to do this." So I spoke to the dog and said, "Look, I'm going to do this thing again, and you know that she's going to feel so much better afterwards. So don't worry." Nothing from the dog.
Amazing.
No complaining, no noises. And then in the end, we let the dog in, and she trotted up to me and she sat there, and I thought, well, what's going on now? And I said, oh, do you want Reiki? And the dog then just turned and presented its side to me. I said, okay. So I put my hands on her, and the lady whose dog it was saying, oh my goodness, she never does this is so unusual. And then the dog gradually just lay down on the ground in front of me and was a gooey mess. Then about 10 minutes later, just got up and had a little lick and then went off and had a sleep.
How bizarre. That's fantastic.
Do vets recognise this by any chance?
I think there are some special vets out there who do. Because I know, and there are vets who recognise chiropractic, particularly for the horses, don't they?
Mm.
But it would be lovely to do more work with animals.
Mm.
And so many people are close to their animals.
Very. They're like their family, aren't they? They are
their family. One of the ladies I was saying that I taught, so I told her the story in my class about the Reiki. And so she went on holiday recently, and while she was out and about at the seaside, she found that dogs would come up to her.
Gosh.
And so because of what I'd said, that the dog will just present the part that needs Reiki, maybe its paw, or put its face in your hands, or like it did with me the other day, you know, present the side, and you just put your hands there, and it doesn't take very long because they're so much smaller as a system, and they tell you when they've had enough. They just walk off, and that's enough.
That's amazing.
And this is what happened to this girl. You know, she had it happened twice, and she's so excited, She started to want to practice on everybody all over the place. So it's amazing. It's so nice for me to know that these things have changed. It's, you know, dropping
That's worth so much, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's worth so much.
So does it actually deal with pain as well as mental and stress and everything?
Yes.
Have you had pain for anything?
Yes. Well, it's extremely good for pain. But the thing is that with Reiki, that because you're not 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4 with it. If somebody's got a pain, the Reiki is going to go where it's really needed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, you know, if you've had back pain forever, it's just going to go. Mm-hmm. It might do. Okay, I'm thinking of an example. There was a lady who came in to me, and she had terrible trouble sleeping. And she'd come in for a very quick taster treatment with a sore shoulder before, so I was aware of it. But she came in and she was complaining that she just couldn't sleep. She was feeling... It was driving her mad. It does drive you insane.
Yes, definitely.
And so when I was doing the treatment, so normally I get people to lie down on a couch in a nice soft lighting, and I start with my hands over their head. And normally I would feel from someone's head if they are having trouble sleeping. I would notice that it's sort of like movement under you, like water coming out of a hose pipe, that sort of a thing, where you can feel something moving. It can feel very busy, so much so I can look down at my hands to see are they moving, and they're not. And
amazing.
There was a little bit of that, but not much with this lady. But then when I got to her shoulder, my hands were so hot, it was almost too painful to keep my hands there. So I'd spent most of the time on her shoulders. So when I said at the end, I'm really sorry, I know you came for your sleep problem, but it was your shoulder that needed work today. And she said, well, it's my shoulder that's been keeping me awake at night.
Can you just give us your details? Because I'm afraid we're running short of time now. So the details of how someone can contact you.
Yeah, well, my website is www.ReikiHealingFarnham.com, and you can find all the details of my courses and where to contact me there.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you.
I think we're both very impressed with, aren't we?
Yes.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.